Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Stop with the phone call.
I'm sorry, Oscar. Stop calling him. I just keep calling you during the show.
I know.
It's so weird.
You're doing great.
A pharmacy call.
I'm just pranking.
Glad you got your peepers up at 9 a.m.
Abracadabra, it's me.
I'm going to reach out and grab you.
Oh, when Carla likes something, she'll let you know immediately. Mm. When she doesn't, she'll pull this crap.
She's like this around me a lot.
Because I think you're a dork.
I know you do.
Are you taking new applications for friends online, Jeff?
I sent you a friend request, but you know what takes a friend to be a friend?
There it is.
Oh, how about that?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hello, everybody. Live from Podville Media, this is The Mike O'Mara Show.
Glad to have you along.
Wormleysburg, Pennsylvania, Loomis, California, Stephenville, Texas, Seaside Heights, New Jersey, Sapporo, Japan, and Samarkand, Uzbekistan.
Congrats. I think you got them in every day this week.
That's, you know, it's always nice. I mean, you take the time to do it. People take the time to send it in. The very least I can do.
Love it.
In my humble opinion. That's the, welcome to the show, you know, something I wrote down yesterday, and this is not the lead on the show today. There's a lot to talk about on the show today, but I just had to start with this today because I noticed that the Steve Miller Band is coming to Southwest Florida, right around the corner. And I have always been confused about the Steve Miller Band. I have always thought, you know, that is, which one is this? Which one of his six hits is this?
This is Space Intro into Jet Airliner.
Okay. All right. Very popular song, not bad lyrics.
No.
With that.
Steve Miller is, I'm a toker. I'm a smoker.
Yeah,
that's him. That's
his good lyric. Joker.
That's the Joker. Yeah.
That's his wonderful lyric.
That's all I know.
I have most of his LPs. I like the Steve Miller sound.
I will tell you. I just, where Steve Miller lost it for me,
I think
was
I know.
Abracadabra.
Yes, I could have predicted it.
I'm so sorry to say that, but it is true.
What's Abracadabra?
It's Abracadabra. I want to reach out and grab you.
Oh, that's a terrible lyric.
I think you forfeit your right, you know, to be on a concert stage when you write a lyric that simple.
Wow, you're that dismissive?
Round and round and round she goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. I mean, really? With that? Now, you look at the early stuff.
Yeah.
And all right, turn off the Steve Miller, please. I'm glad you have it. But I mean, it's okay. The hits are... let's see. I'm a joker.
The Joker.
Then you have Abracadabra.
Yes.
What are some of the other hits from Steve Miller?
Fly Like an Eagle.
Fly Like an Eagle to the sky. To the sea.
Yeah.
Fly Like an Eagle. Let the spirits. I hate his lyrics.
What about Mike, the Space Cowboy?
Which one? What's the lyric to that?
They say, some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy.
Some people call me Maurice.
That's not the Space Cowboy. That's the Joker.
Oh, you're right. I misspoke.
That's not Space Cowboy.
But he does a song called Space Cowboy.
Was another song released on the popularity of the Joker.
Yes. This is what I meant, Mike. I'm sorry.
Some people Which, call to me, is that's his greatest song right there.
Really?
Yeah, that's the one I like.
I like
it's just you know, what do you like?
I'm curious if you would like this. I like one of his old songs, Living in the USA.
Space Cowboy's the best one.
That's the Joker.
Same song?
Yeah. No.
Wow. I'm lost.
I mean, this has got a good sound to it.
Do you have any Tito Puente?
I do.
No.
But it's stay on topic.
What about Celia Cruz? Juan Gabriel.
I would think you would like this, Mike.
Julio
Yeah,
Iglesias.
That's good. I'm not saying his music. I'm saying that song. I know he's had hits.
El Rey.
Yeah. But I am simply telling you that the particular...
Gloria Estefan.
I know that you're not a fan of Abracadabra. And it's repetitive, too.
Selena.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Steve Miller's coming.
Are you going to go?
No, I'm
you
not.
Should tell Michael.
Huh?
Oh, you won't no, be won't there. Won't be there.
Stop with the phone call.
I'm yeah, sorry. Oscar, stop
I
calling
just keep
him.
Calling you during the show. It's so weird.
God, you're doing great.
Pharmacy yeah. call.
I'm just pranking you.
Know, glad you got your peepers up at 9 a.m.
Abracadabra, it's me.
I'm going to reach out and grab you.
yes. So, all right. To the new phase.
Yes.
So I called Carla right after the show with a FaceTime.
She okay.
was between clients.
Right.
And I called her because I didn't want to
wait. Did
she
pick up?
She wasn't getting home until 5, 6 o'clock at night. So I didn't want to wait all day to have that happen. So I call her down at the face washing store and I ask her, you know, I said, hi, how you doing? And I said, can I FaceTime you? And then I start to FaceTime her with Cheap Mobile,
yes.
My new C-Mobile, which is the T-Mobile, which just sucks. That's why it's cheaper. So for all those that might want
to
know
I told you to go Verizon.
That.
I don't know
well,
why you did
Verizon
that.
Was too expensive.
I have American Telephone and Telegraph.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you'll never change anything, so you've had that forever.
Yeah, but it gives me free HBO for life.
Okay, well, good for you. All right. So anyway, moving
so
on.
So they say.
I decide I'm going to FaceTime with her.
Okay. And she accepts that. Is that a common thing, or is she going to already
It's just got all muddled
suspicious.
Up, and then I say, is there something? Hi, how you doing? And I'm looking at her, and she doesn't notice at first, which people told me with the translucent beard, I
right.
think people would notice. And then she goes, oh. Now, Carla has a good question. By the way, I nicked myself shaving. I don't know if you're still there.
You can't tell.
It's a little nick.
You can't. You got to get used to it. It's a new strategy.
Well, shaving around here is something I don't know how to do. I swear to God.
You haven't done it in years.
At least something on my upper lip.
Yeah.
But getting back to Carla's reaction, that reaction was not what I expected. And it was a reaction that she has a long history of. I said to her, there is a computer chip in your brain where reacting to things is off. You just don't do it well. You
hasn't
don't,
she has
you,
a,
if you're
she
trying
has a
to
history,
lie, you don't
right?
lie well. Yeah, but the engagement.
That's
lack
what I thought.
Of
yeah.
Emotion.
Yeah.
We've been together for a million years, so that proved to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that the reaction to the shaving of the beard was not what I didn't expect her to go, oh my God, that looks great. It was more, well, that's what I got. Oh.
See,
what
I would
that?
Take
what
that.
What is that when a woman does that? That is pathetic, right? That is your face
it's,
pathetic.
It's minimizing
know.
You, but it's calling you cute. That's what I read
I think
from it.
I thought, you know your wife better than we do. You should know
I
this.
Know I should, but I don't know this.
Call,
and I got
can, you, can we call her and ask her? Will she answer?
She's probably in the.
You don't have to call her there. We can call her from the studio.
All right, call her from the studio. Do you know her number?
Yes. Let me
call
send it to Matt Bloom.
But right. she's probably got a face thing in 10 minutes.
Well, we can.
So this is gonna be, she's gonna be rushed.
It'll be quick.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll be quick.
It'll be nice to have her on the show.
Matt, I'm sending you Carla's number.
Okay.
All right, this ought to take a half an hour.
It's not.
No.
All right, here we go. We're going to call Carla.
So how did the noise go again?
Oh.
It's, you know what? It's
infantile.
It's infantilizing you. Is that the word? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
What did your son say while we get Carl on the line?
He didn't even notice until I actually said, Michael, is there something? What?
He's a dude.
What, Dad?
Dude.
I said, come here. Yeah, he's a dude. Then he looked at it and he was curious. And then he said he liked it when I woke him up this morning. He said, I like it.
Oh, that's sweet of him.
So that's my man right there.
Excellent.
I have a note that was given to me that I'll wait. Until after Carla's on?
Mm-hmm.
If she picks
Hello.
Up. Hi, how are you? You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling DermGlow Skin. This is Carla, the pampering esthetician. Nice.
Do you see how the quality of her phone sounds? Do you see how she sounds like she's on a 1920s phone with that T-Mobile?
I'm not, we're talking about something else, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay,
on topic.
Carla.
My client just pulled up.
I know, Carla, just briefly.
Uh-huh.
Mike doesn't know how you feel about his face.
He changed his face.
He did. He changed his face, and he's having a hard time understanding that
yeah,
I need a moment
because of
to
you.
Get used to it.
There it is.
Oh, so you don't like it.
She doesn't like
it. No, it's different. It's like I've been looking at him for 20 years with a beard, and when it's cut off, I mean, it kind of wigs you out a little bit, you know? You look, you're like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah. But isn't it?
You got to interpret that.
Yeah.
Isn't there a trace of you that's excited because it's like being with a new man?
You know, Shecky, sometimes I want to reach through the screen and rip your throat up.
Mike,
I swear to God.
Thank you, Carla. We'll let you get back to work. Appreciate it.
Oh, wait, before you go, I know your client's there. Do you like it or not? Do you want me to grow it back or not? If you had to for the rest of my life.
Not right now.
TBD.
I mean, okay, hold on. Katie, is it yes or no? Just say yes or no. Yes. Yes, she said yes. Grow it back.
Oh. Okay.
That's all right. That was my client.
Done. That's how important it is to her. That's how much she loves me without facial hair.
Man.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, it's the truth.
Before she goes, Mike, what would have been your ideal reaction from Carla?
Yeah.
That
she says I never react correctly.
Carla, when Carla likes something, she'll let you know immediately. Mm, when she doesn't, she'll pull this crap.
Yeah. She's like this around me a lot.
Because I think you're a dork.
I know you do.
All right. Thank you.
She cut his goatee off.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He cut his goatee off. Can you believe that? But he cut it off.
It'll grow back. Okay, have fun.
So much laughter.
Have a great day. Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Mike, there's so much jocularity at the face place.
It's a very happy place. Maybe. She's not even in her place.
No.
She's in a tailor shop.
Maybe. Oh, that's right.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
You know? And so
may I
she'll
make
be in
an
her new
observation?
Place when we get back from a vacation.
This may be that she feels threatened by your new face.
No.
You look younger.
I can't threaten anybody.
No, Mike. You've got mojo.
Yeah.
You've got mojo. You're
using that word again.
You might be mercurial, but you've got mojo.
Oh, he's using all his words.
I believe with all of my heart that this will be I don't represent any kind of threat to the ladies. You know, for God's sakes, I'm getting my diabetes blood work today as I battle the fringes of diabetes based on this drug that I'm taking. So it's just, you know.
Will you stay beardless for the trip to Maine so your family can see you without a beard?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if I've made that decision already because it won't grow back in time.
Well, you could see.
I see people tomorrow. So
oh, okay. It is that. Really soon, yeah.
Can you
yeah.
pull your neck back again?
No, I can't.
It's a party
Come
trick.
On, you look so young.
No, I can't.
You look 20 years younger.
Yeah.
Please.
Thank you for saying that, though. That would have been nice. You look so much younger.
Well, that's what Shannon brought up to me this morning. She's been thinking about you and your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She goes, you know what?
Beard being white is a kind of a dead giveaway.
Shannon legit said when Mike pulled back his neck, he looked like he was 20 years younger. And I said, I didn't notice that. I thought
when he pulled back his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see it.
I agree.
Let me see it. Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about a new watch or car. Just break off 10 G's and let's get that done.
Yeah. It's not a chip million
clip.
Years.
Yeah, yeah. Call Carrie. She'll tell you.
No, don't care to do that.
Yeah, neither
How
do
does
I.
How does she feel about that after all that money spent?
She is less than perfect with it.
She doesn't look happy.
But she, well, I think.
I mean, she looks good, but she doesn't seem happy. I'm
oh,
sorry.
I thought it was because of the way they put her eyebrows.
No, I don't notice the eyebrows. No,
I think she looks sensational, and I'm glad that they did all that work, and she still looks like my wife and not different.
But my wife.
I think she wanted something more out of it, and I kind of told her all along. I said, you know, this is going to change some things, but not incredibly.
I was watching, speaking of things that aren't worth it, I was watching one of my slot channels last night.
Yes.
There's a dude. I won't mention his name because I don't want to give him a free plug. And he put up the greatest video for motivating you not to gamble that I have ever seen in my life.
What did he do?
This dude put $250,000 in a slot machine and about an hour and 10 minutes and lost.
That should sober you up.
How much a pull?
That is a wake-up call.
Was it $100 a pull?
$5,000 a pull.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know such a thing existed.
Jeez,
$25 machine.
No,
$5,000 a pull.
I won't do it.
Oh wow,
it's painful.
Wow,
it was amazing. And he's out there going, "Hey, you know, he's kind of." You can see that he's doing everything humanly possible. First of all, the guy's got to have pockets if he does that.
Sure.
If he's doing that, whatever his hustle is, he's probably got pockets. But at the same time, you can look at him trying to be, how's he trying to be? Trying to be unconcerned about it, but you can see, because he flips over to his face, you see him once in a while.
Yeah.
And he goes through every possible negative incarnation of playing slot machines that I've experienced on a vastly lower level.
Yes.
And that is the, he's putting $50,000 tickets in the machine,
mm-hmm.
and he puts one in after the other, after the other, after the other. And then the last one, he's gone through $200,000 and he's trying to put his last ticket in, and the it won't take the voucher because it's just it's not working.
Right.
And he has to do the wait.
Oh, no.
And the wait from these, pardon my French, the wait from these f***ers at the casino takes like 15 minutes, and he's doing a live video and you see him walk right up. I would have been throwing drinks in people's faces.
At any point, was he up?
You see him almost twitching. He saw, and then the guy comes over. The guy from the casino,
right,
comes over. Guy looks like Ving Rhames and has kind of the personality of Ving Rhames.
Right,
and comes over. And goes, "Here's your ticket."
That's it.
You're special. No nothing. And boom, gone.
At any
gone.
At any point, was he up?
He was up. No. No, overall,
oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
No, you can't gamble that much and recover if you're not hitting some sort of massive
progressive
jackpot.
Something,
he hits jackpot after jackpot after jackpot, but they don't equal the pay of the money that he put in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, it was stunning. It was stunning and enlightening at the same time. So when you watch these things, I would urge the people that are doing this to make a living to put more of those moments out there. You can't just get on, record only your successes and say, gamble responsibly, because I firmly believe that when you're putting that up there, you are contributing to people that might get dissuaded from gambling what they don't have to go out there. Everybody gambles what they don't have. Then nobody should gamble anything, in my humble opinion.
Nobody.
But it's fun, and the game playing is what I do it for. I know that because when I've won in the past, it's not the win as much as playing the game.
The action.
At least
you've
that's
always
what they
said
count
it's
on.
The action.
It is. It really is. But this was otherworldly, and you saw the guy, and it was he looks like, oh God, he looks like an actor. He looks kind of like who's the guy that was the mayor? Michael Chiklis. He looks kind of like Michael Chiklis.
Oh, so he's handsome.
Michael Chiklis?
Handsome guy.
Yeah.
So it was stunning to watch. I always talk about watching my videos, and this one was just like, oh, my God. And by the way, I wish there were more of those out there.
Yeah, you know, there could be. It could trend of big casino losers.
That would be casino losers. But that, you know, who knows? People like to see somebody hit. So it was something else. Let's not wait any longer.
We're a special bunch.
Let's not wait any longer for our talking head. Let's bring him in right now. Our talking head is Mr. Jeff Hedrick. Is it Hedrick, Rob?
Hedrick.
Jeff Hedrick is a Sacramento native who now lives in Tehachapi, California.
I think it's Tehachapi. I think.
Thanks for the pronouncer.
Yes.
Tehachapi, California. He found the show. You knew it. How did you know it?
He talked to him.
I talked to him yesterday.
Okay.
But I'm not certain of it, so I don't know.
He found the show because he hated school. He has been listening since 1992. He's been married for 18 years to his lovely wife, Angela. Has two boys, Zachary and Brady. Zachary's 18 and Brady's 14. He listens every day and went to New Orleans to see our live show. Way to go! He had a blast. He started out as a home remodeler, and after a series of interesting jobs, he ended up running an oil refinery. That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Tally Oil takes oil from the ground and processes it into an emulsion for road repairs. Love to hear about that. He builds old cars and hot rods and is currently working on a 700-horsepower 87 Mercedes S-Class. That is cool there. I like that. He also loves to cook and builds stupid, ridiculous car stereo systems. The kind of guy you'd like to live next door to.
Yes.
I'd love that. And he was once nearly on the Discovery Channel. Intrigued, you should be. Now here is Jeff Hedrick. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I want to start with the business you're in. I guess your day job, right? The oil refinery type of thing where working in that. I've always thought that anything to do with that kind of processing of fossil fuels would have an element, a safety element to it, where you got to kind of be careful when you're dealing with that flammable stuff. Although crude oil is crude oil flammable? I don't know whether it is.
Yeah.
It's oh, wow. Oil's fine. Yeah, that's why you have those oil rigs. But that's got to be interesting work. How does one get into the oil refinery biz?
By accident.
Okay.
So I got into road construction, and that led into moving companies to a different company, which actually makes road emulsions. And
what are road emulsions?
So we do chip seal work and slurry seal. So you spray, basically it's oil, soap, and water on the ground, and then you put rock over the top of it. And what I did was operate the piece of equipment that put the rock on it. And
all right, so just so I can be specific about this. So you put the goo down, right?
Yep.
And then you put the rock on top of it. And then do you put a cover, and do they asphalt on top of that?
No, the rock is there. There's different processes, but most of the time the rock is exposed. You just roll it flat.
You roll it flat so it's a smooth surface for a road.
Yeah.
Yep. And you can do this on a highway, back road, anywhere, right?
Yep. Neighborhoods, highways. Okay. I've done it all.
All right. Back of Rob's head. Then,
not his most successful project.
Yeah. By the way, it's great to have a talking head on today after I got rid of what little facial hair I had that has, as some might say, facial hair for days.
Yeah,
that's
share
a hell
some.
Of a beard.
Yeah,
that is a hell of a beard you got there.
I'll get sick of it and shave it off too. So
okay, well,
I go through times.
Yours would be more dramatic if you shave yours up because you've got a very heavy beard there. So you're working at the refinery. Most dangerous thing about working in an environment like that.
Getting burnt. Everything is about, all of our tanks are about 350 degrees, and the heat that we use to actually distill the asphalt that we're extracting is 600 degrees.
Oof.
So yeah, everything around us is hot.
So you don't want to, you have to have obviously a lot of protocols in place for
face shields,
a rookie coming in
hot,
and face
hot gloves. Yeah.
Have you seen anybody get hurt ever?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a valve pop open and spray one of our guys on the side of the face.
Ooh.
It was not a fun sight.
I bet. Oh my God. That's awesome. And so you get back from doing your work there and you chill out by working on automobiles, old cars and hot rods. And how much do you put a lot of time into that?
Every other waking hour that I'm not here.
Okay, so
Mike,
that's it.
You mentioned in the bio the 700 horsepower Mercedes. It's not at 700 horsepower yet, what he told me yesterday, but he's getting there. But I'd like to play you a tape of it idling.
Oh,
now,
good.
Keep in
I'd
mind,
like to hear
this
that.
Is a
that
Mercedes
would be awesome.
S-Class, which when you see it on the road, you wouldn't think of it as a loud car.
No.
No, but this is his. So it's pretty wild.
You'd be great down in my neck of the woods. I get up at 5 a.m. Carly got up maybe 5 minutes after I did. And we hear at 5:10 out on the road next to our house, we hear, wah, wah. And that's not coming back from a bar or anything. That is a dude going to work.
Mm.
And we hear it every, it's like our little road. You guys have been on this road.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. The road right outside my community here, it is a racetrack. It is actually
a racetrack.
So I'm going to the pics. You sent some pictures of the stuff you're working on right now. And is the hot rodding thing something you'd like to maybe do full-time, or do you have to keep the gig at the refinery?
You know, people have tried to talk me into building cars, you know, as a full-time thing. I couldn't do it. It's fun to go out and do what I want to, but doing it as an everyday, I'd get burnout on it.
Is that a Ford Falcon I'm looking at in your first picture here?
A Galaxy 500.
Ford Galaxy. And then the Chevy in back of it is a 50s Chevy, right?
No. It's a 51 Plymouth.
A 51 Plymouth. And then in back of that, is that a Suburban of some kind?
International Travel All.
That's the one I'm working on right now.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so if you get that right, you move that for a decent amount of change, right?
Believe it or not, I bought that three or four years ago, and I wasn't looking for it. I was looking for something else, ran across it, picked it up for $6,000, and made the deal with the guy, and then went to pick it up the following week. And when I got there, the guy kind of realized he had made a mistake. He's like, maybe I should have done more research on these, because I had done some research after I found it, because I didn't know much about them.
Right.
They go for about $20,000-$25,000.
$20,000-$25,000, wow. Unrestored.
Yeah, that one has 48,000 miles on it.
That is astonishing.
So it's like new. What year was it again?
It's a 72.
Wow.
If you fully restore that and, you know, new paint job, new everything, runs good, all that, interior done, what would you be able to sell that car for in good shape restoration?
Probably $40,000-$50,000.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so cool. They're so beautiful. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Are you taking new applications for friends online, Jeff?
I sent you a friend request, but you know what takes a friend to be a friend?
There it is.
Oh, how about that?
Snap from our talking head. Fantastico.
Jeff, that was the burn of the year.
I have a question for you as far as the property I'm looking at right here. Does Walter White have a meth lab on that property somewhere?
Not yet. I would be able to afford my cars better if I did.
Then we've got the a blue Mercedes. You got tons of great. These
my
cars.
My Mercedes.
You know, so I can tell you by looking at these, you don't necessarily race out and buy. You're selective with the cars Well, no, but I mean, some people buy these things for $500.
You're not a hoarder.
They look like crap.
Both of those Mercedes, the silver one I paid $400 for, and the blue one we bought for $500.
Wow, they're in great. So outside of the hood. And did you prep the hood? Has the hood been prepped, or is that just the way it came?
No, that was off another car that I use for parts.
So I mean that run. They both look like they run, right?
Yeah, no, they're both runners. The blue one's my kid's. It's a diesel. It runs good.
It's like a stealth fighter.
Mm-hmm. You know, how do you get? I mean, where do you go to source these? Is mostly online that you find these?
Facebook, just scouring Facebook, but dealing with people on Facebook is not fun. So
yeah, it's like Craigslist 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get sweaty handshakes. It's same with watches. You can get screwed on Facebook.
Well, you ever run into a scorned lover that's like, hey, just get this off my lot, get this out of my driveway?
You mean like they hate the car so bad?
Yeah, like the guy left with, you know, the babysitter. So she's like, "That the title's in my name. Just get this out."
Yeah, there's an urban legend about a guy that bought a Porsche for $100 because
a power Porsche.
Yeah, it's not a power Porsche, and that he ran away with another woman, and he mailed back to his wife, said, "Please sell my Porsche and send me the money."
Really?
So these cars look great. And now the Harvester, it looks to me like maybe you've done some restoring on it already.
It is currently disassembled in the front end. They don't make hardly any parts for them.
Right.
So I have since cut the whole front of the frame off and welded a Chevy truck front end on it. And
was that successful? Nice. Were you able to? Because sometimes that can work, sometimes it can't.
Yeah, no, it's almost all back together. Hopefully within the next month or two, it'll be up and running. Just money.
Jeff,
what's
it like to be a real man?
Yeah, tell us.
I'm broke all the time.
Hey, I can do that part.
You know, though, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think most guys hear about car restoration. Yeah, I find it fascinating.
I want to learn how to weld.
Yeah.
Well, Oscar, you have to do it for a long time. These things that you have to do. Did you come by it honest? Did your family do a lot of car work or anything like that?
My dad actually used to build hot rods when I was a kid.
There it is.
He was a car painter for a while, and then he went back to being in the military. So, but yeah, I grew up around cars.
Every one of the cars you've got on your lot, everyone that I'm looking at the Harvester, I'm looking at the Ford Galaxy, I'm looking at the two Mercedes, every one of them, I mean, restored would be something that people would be interested in, big time interested in. So have you had a score yet with these cars, or are they all just, you buy them and then you go to the refinery?
I buy them and keep them because I've sold a few of them and then I always regret it.
Really? So you just, you're a hoarder. Really is what you are.
Yeah, hey, it's not a bad thing.
A collector.
The problem. The problem is paying registration and insurance and all that stuff on them. I mean, it's like having a car payment every month.
How long have you been restoring automobiles? Like, when did you start solidly?
16, 17.
So, in the time that you've done it, I'll guess 20, 25 years. Has the market changed? Is it harder to find parts? Is it easier to find parts? Is it harder to find those rare cars? Are they much more expensive than they were?
It's ridiculous now. You can't find parts for anything. Everybody thinks it's gold.
Mm.
TV shows have killed the market.
Yep.
Those damn the pickers.
I hate
American pickers.
Mike Wolf.
Think of what it does to jukeboxes. Every time they play one of those idiots on TV and they buy a jukebox, what's it do to the jukebox market?
Yeah, it drives it up. It does.
It drives it up. So every time
an idiot on a podcast talking about jukeboxes all day. Yeah.
Don't call him an idiot, Mike. He's our guest.
It is beautiful.
So this is fun. I mean, it's great. So you know, you do this in your spare time, but you don't like to part with them. So you're not obviously in this for the moolah, but isn't that everything, though? Everything, it seems to me, that brings joy to people of any kind has just inflation, taking a ride on the inflation jet. Really is.
And then Carrie makes you sell it.
What's that?
Makes you sell
it. Your microphones don't count as the car.
You would be surprised how they've appreciated.
Well, have you made some scores with your microphone?
I have. But you know what? Like Jeff said, I miss them. I wish I hadn't sold them.
I used to have a garage full of golf clubs. They're now, they've all been traded in.
Mm-hmm. Do you
they've
miss them?
Because they, no, I don't. I don't. I really don't think so. I never, you always think you're going to go back to them and you never
You always
do.
Look forward.
Yeah.
Just like your wives.
I mean, when I'm looking at the internet, the one that fascinates me is the, what did you say? Wives? No, stop
nothing.
It.
I said you always look forward just like your wives.
Well, yes. I don't know what's going to happen with the beard being gone, how she's going to feel about, the future's promised to no one.
That's right.
Let's
Hi, honey, I'm home. Pull your face
back.
All
right, so let me look at your, I haven't even looked, I've been looking at the pictures of the,
yes.
Oh. Who's the lovely lady sitting on the back of the International Harbor? Is that the wife?
No. That was
a model.
It was a model.
She looks like a fitness model. She a bodybuilder?
Definitely. Yeah, she could have crushed your head with her legs.
Yeah, Miss International Harvester 2014. Mm. Yeah,
that's amazing. Love that silver Mercedes too. What's that? Is that an S?
Yeah. It originally was an SD. SDL 300 was, so it was a diesel, and I had originally built that motor up and it was probably 350 400 horse out of the diesel, and my wife likes to steal the cars. She complains that I spend too much money on them, and then she takes them from me.
So she could take one of those Mercedes and just drive it around. It's perfectly okay.
Yeah. She blew the transmission up in the silver one before. That's what turned into the motor swap and the 700 horsepower deal.
Stop it,
Mike! What is the matter?
I don't know what's wrong. It's because Carly didn't like my beard.
I know you're in a weird place.
I really don't know. Yeah. So, I'm in a very
so I build them and she blows them up and then I fix them again and now she doesn't want to drive it because she's terrified of it.
Does she do the? So you do the hot rodding too, or is that just building them, or do you race them as well?
No, I really don't race them. I just like to build them, go to car shows, stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, he's like an honest car collector builder.
Yeah.
Were you almost on the Discovery Channel with a car restoration show?
Yeah, we were. It was all planned on a car that my uncle had owned for 40 years. And the guy had all the parts for it, and it was planned to be built. I show up to the guy's house with tools in hand, ready to do all the suspension on it, and nothing's happening. So made some phone calls, and he basically told Discovery Channel to pound sand because they changed the whole build plan on his car.
So you were promised kind of an opportunity for a reality show, and it never panned out.
Yeah, but you know what?
I've had that happen to me. People that do that are dicks.
Yeah, they're the worst.
The worst.
Yeah, you film a couple pilots and it never makes it to air.
Spend a whole day shooting.
Jeez, what's that guy's name? Oscar, what's his name again?
I like not to burn bridges, Mike, so.
Mike, I think his name was Dick.
Trickle.
But anywho, yeah, so this is cool. And you've been listening to the show for a very long time, right?
Yep, since high school.
And what do you like best about the every incarnation of the show? What's the common thread? What keeps you there, my friend Jeff Hedrick?
You know what? Just the amount of bullshit that you guys do.
Thank you.
You bust each other's balls. You bust everybody's balls.
we do.
Rob's love for Luke Bryan and Tom Hanks and all that stuff. You know,
hey, Rob, that's
what
gets
keeps me going.
Out.
Yeah,
that's
I like
awesome.
That. Thank
Fantastic.
You kindly.
What do you like about me?
Hey, you know what, Oscar? Without you, this probably wouldn't be here.
Oh, that's there it is.
Wow.
And I totally agree with him. I 100% agree.
Thank you.
And when I started listening to the podcast, it was tough getting used to Oscar.
I was.
Just because nothing against you. I was used to Don and Mike and Rob. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that ended and it was different and it took a while to get used to.
Yep.
But now,
absolutely,
it's not the same without one of you gone. You know,
I'm going on vacation after this show, Jeff. So,
oh, so you get a week off, Jeff.
Yeah. So,
that's
listen. Before we let you go, I loved chatting with everybody that does this. This is our first guy that's done car restoring. As
yeah,
far
yeah
as I
exactly.
Know, right?
And our first
is just so cool.
First guy to run an oil refinery too.
Man's man.
The oil refinery's fine, but
I think that's amazing.
I do too.
Well, no, I like the car restore. Okay, I know I'm glad the job, but we couldn't have done a half an hour interview on an oil refinery.
Yeah, we could
probably. Yeah. Well, I can interview anybody about anything because that's my level of talent. Before we let him go,
yes.
What was that?
That was a ding because of your level of talent.
Oh, thank you. This is cool. Anybody? Before we let you go, Jeff. Anybody you want to say hello to?
I'd love to say hi to my kids, Zachary and Brady, and my wife, Angela. I wouldn't be where I am without them.
That's awesome.
That's
and
sweet.
Keep doing it. You got some, I mean, really, as far as the cars you have,
yes.
I love your selection of automobiles. And good luck with that. I'd love to be, if I had the ability, I'd be doing that as well. I've kind of transferred it into ruining watches in my spare time. So that's what
but
I,
to be fair, Mike does
probably
have
just as expensive.
Well, Mike does have a watch.
I don't buy good ones. Not like yours. You know, I mean, that cars are different, you know, as far as watches, I'd love to, but I don't have it.
Mike,
you
should show him that watch you have that's 700 horsepower.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Jeff, thanks for the support. We appreciate that. Keep up the good work, and we'd love to have you back sometime. Call anytime when you get one of those babies ready
Absolutely.
To fly.
Please.
If you want to sell one, we'll put it up on the screen. Excuse me, I burped. I apologize with my leg.
Man's man.
Yeah.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, guys.
That's Jeff Hedrick, everybody. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Did you know that 80% of men, thanks, Pony, will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? But it doesn't have to be your fate. Take control of your hair health with Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement. Nutrafol is clinically shown to improve hair growth, visible thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Visit Nutrafol.com/men and take their hair health wellness quiz. And Nutrafol will provide you with a personalized plan for better health through whole body wellness. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code TMOS. That is a promo code that's going to benefit you to that thing there. Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you very much.
That thing
Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code TMOS. I got messed up at the end there. My sincere apologies. Lots going on. Yes, yeah. Mike's losing it. That's what I think.
Every time I screw up, I think,
oh, Mike's losing it. Mike's losing it, Clancy. He's totally losing it. Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Mike's losing it, and he's being pursued by 1930s cops.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, Clancy. Yes, sirree. All right, now Clancy. Turn that up all the way. Very good. There you go. Okay. Yeah, I just pressed it. It's not working. You know when it works best?
When?
It works best when the machine is plugged into the system.
That's right, that's Clancy.
The machine.
Plug it in, Clancy.
The machine.
I have lost it. I've lost a step.
There you go. From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
I don't think somebody else is doing a little producing on this show.
I'm on an 18 different thing.
I know. Thank you. Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
You remember that name?
Yes.
They teach you that here. Do you remember?
Yes.
Brad.
Kevin Spacey is positive he'll be cleared of sexual assault charges. And according to him, so are a bunch of other people.
Mm.
He says, quote, "I know that there are people right now who are ready to hire me the moment I am cleared of these charges in London." That's a stretch. The second that happens, they're ready to move forward. Spacey is up on four counts of sexual assault against three men. There were allegedly three separate incidents occurring in 05, 08, and 2013. He is due to appear in a London court tomorrow. And all I can ask you guys is, do you think that's true? Do you think that if he does, if he is acquitted, that he would be back working as a working actor? Can anybody hire
him? On the slimmest chance that he is found innocent of all the charges, which I find very unlikely because it seems to be a trend when there's three of them.
Right.
He's tainted goods. He could not work in America and Hollywood again. He might be able to do British theater.
He destroyed so much, so many lives, but also so much business.
Yes.
You don't come back from that.
No.
Probably not. So no. I think he's, but you know, at least wait till the trial's over. Thank you very much.
Okay.
That's the way I have to look at it. Pete Davidson recently said that he and Colin Jost were very stoned when they bought that Staten Island ferry boat together. But in a new Instagram post, Colin says that he was, quote, stone cold sober. He also sounds a lot more optimistic about where that whole thing is headed. He says, quote, "We're excited to prove the non-believers wrong. You're going to be begging to get on this ferry in 2 years. Mark my words, he's funny. Yeah. You don't know whether he's just doing the BS
to counteract.
Not.
Yeah. Now, what is your take on Colin Jost on SNL?
They have evolved, both
him
of
and
Michael
Che,
and
yeah.
Colin Jost, to where it's just they utilize the racial element of their team so beautifully, and it's so funny, and it's just so well done when they have jokes that they write for each other, which
Love
has
it.
Gone
yes.
yeah, an absolute viral sensation. They do a good job, and I think the writing is crisp, too. I think their jokes are very, very funny.
He's one
and
of my favorite anchors. They're one of my favorite anchor teams they've ever
but
had.
But there have been times where the writing has really been dull in that, so it's nice to see that that's, you know, that's good. It's my favorite part of the show.
I agree.
He also announced a stand-up tour that he's calling the Fairy Money Tour. And, of course, he's married to Scarlett Johansson.
And that's so. Nice, too.
There you are. Black Mirror Season 6 landed on Netflix today, and there's an episode that features Salma Hayek. She plays a celebrity version of an everyday woman who gets her own TV drama based on her life. Salma says, quote, "There are so many moments that shocked me in the script. There is one huge one that I had to come to terms with." What a great way to promote this
show,
isn't it?
Yeah.
"And made me ask myself, do I really want to do this? Am I going to get in trouble? It's as if I created an alter ego where I could do the most disgusting, grotesque things that you would never do in real life. It's been absurd and a lot of fun. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play an interpretation of myself." When you promote like that,
brilliant.
I know it's old hat with Hollywood to do it, but makes me want to run. Just like I ran to that old movie from Pratt, Chris Pratt, the terminalist,
yeah.
which I should not have run to.
Oh, no. So.
But, Mike, I disagree with you that that's old hat. That is very crisp and precise promotion. Mm-hmm. Why, by revealing nothing, she makes you want to see everything. I think it's really well done.
Well, for most of her career, I've wanted to see everything.
Now you settle down.
There you go. Salma. When you were growing up, you may have dreamed of one day being a millionaire.
A what?
A millionaire.
Oh, millionaire. Who wants to be a millionaire?
These days, having $1 million is not enough to make you rich. Neither is $2 million, according to a new Modern Wealth survey.
$1 million.
From Charles Schwab, Americans consider themselves wealthy if they have an average of $2.2 million in assets, which includes cash, property, cars, and bling. That number is actually down from before the pandemic. In the early 2020 era, Americans said that $2.6 million was the magic number to be rich, but there's a difference between being wealthy and feeling wealthy.
Ah.
They surveyed 1,000 random people between the ages of 21 to 75 who had an average net worth of $560,000 in assets, and 48% of them said they were already feeling wealthy, even though they're well below the $2.2 million. That's because many people, especially younger adults, say money alone doesn't equal wealth. And there's also currency in experiences and relationships, and one they left out, which is time. I think
that's
time
true.
Is something that if you have time in your life, you have wealth. That's I'm more jealous of the wealthy guys that I play golf with based on the fact that they don't slay the dragon anymore than I am their money. Because we're all doing the same thing. The difference between them and me is I'm hustling down to, you know, to get there and they're and then picking up a kid in the afternoon and they're, you know, where do you want to go to dinner, Phil? Yeah. That's, you know, so I'm a little jealous of that.
There's a viral statement from Scott Galloway. He's a NYU professor. He also has his own podcast. And Scott has like a different take on this. He says that this new generation, they need to understand that in order to get where you're discussing right now, Mike, where you have that opportunity in later years to not work or slay the dragon into your 60s, if you want any shot of that, you have to sacrifice now.
Yeah.
Now.
And you, with the advent of, and I won't say athletes, that's been forever, influencers and people online, you know? I mean, this guy, I don't know how he generates income, but I think he does because he's doing all these promotions, doing the slot stuff. Not everybody can do that crap.
Yeah.
And by the way, those slots are taken. So it's right up there with the fast buck, Oscar. It doesn't come that way. It takes sweat equity.
You know, this is the same.
To do that. And you got to do it for a long time. You got to work hard.
This is the same argument about 15 years ago that Dave Grohl made about talent shows like American Idol and, you know, Next Biggest Star and all that thing. He says, now we've conditioned young musicians to think the way to succeed is to win a contest. When in fact, the way you need to succeed is to work.
Yeah.
And it's the same
but you
cycle.
Can't. But you can't. It can't be done anymore because bands don't play clubs anymore.
But guys, right. I think this isn't applied to everything. Let me just be clear here. This is, if you're an artist or you are some sort of influence, I mean, the entertainment business is a different animal than it was 50 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even comedy, for that matter. I'm talking about business. Your traditional careers. There's no way that, at least that I've seen, that anybody, unless you're a coder or you've come up with your own business, but even when you own your own business, say you're a one-man shop and you have, let's use like you're a program.
Okay.
And you have your own software. You still have to run it every day beyond 8 hours. There's no balance. You're working your ass off to make it happen.
Corporate structure you're in. And by the way, the foundation also that was garnered by our boy Oscar here to really start Podville and assist me in this show. The foundation was educational, and we are poo-pooing education at every turn.
Yeah,
you're
true.
You're hearing stories about it. You're hearing the stories about student debt. You're hearing the stories about is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
It is worth it if you combine it with a
work ethic.
Yeah.
I mean, people call, you know, really, to be honest with you, when I joke about people calling me a socialist, I'm not a socialist. I'm a capitalist. And it really pisses me off sometimes, but I can't show my ass because that would give them just what they wanted from me. But really, the whole idea of that is if you don't have the idea, which is QuickBook to a degree.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can still achieve things by putting the effort in.
Correct.
And garnering the assets that give you the Correct. Opportunity to perhaps
and learned
grow.
About what compound interest is, and it's a different world. It's just a different world.
It's a different world, but it's not all financial, and it's not
Correct.
All entertainment.
Correct.
It's not all whatever it is. Getting back to the being happy, you don't need $2 million to be happy.
You don't.
You don't.
But
because
you have to sacrifice.
You have to if you want that. Some people are content with slaying the dragon. In a low-level position that may not demand a lot of them, but at the same time allows them to spend time
fair.
With
yeah.
their families.
Fair, yeah.
That's wealth, That's too. Believe
Correct.
Me, my greatest asset is in the room next door right now. That's my and out in
oh,
Los Angeles
so
and up in Virginia. It's the truth, though,
yeah,
Oscar.
Yeah.
That and later, I'd like to talk about follow-up to yesterday
yeah.
because people all want you to adopt a kid. But we don't have to do that if you don't want to, because that's infringing on your privacy.
It's fine.
And now a little something something. Late night icon Jay Leno and podcaster and stand-up comic Adam Carolla will give a crash course in comedy to aspiring comedians and television writers as part of, get ready, Rob, the first ever comedy fantasy camp. We joked about it for decades.
We
and
did.
Now it's real. I used to make a joke on the show about the Mike O'Mara Impressionist Camp. This is comedy camp.
Oscar, the Impressions Camp was it was at Meriwether Post during
right.
the daytime.
No,
so
in the
it,
summer.
So
the
it,
summer.
Yeah. And there were cabins where the kids could stay.
Oh, that's
but,
sweet.
But it wouldn't
Behind
infringe
the
on the
stage.
Night. Yeah, and every morning Mike would set up a beautiful breakfast on the stage.
Free breakfast.
Yeah, with those heated things you see in hotel buffets
yes.
where you yep. can pick the big silver lid up. And
Before
then
the mic comes out.
Yeah, and
that.
Then the mic would come out and he would say, "Today, Jeff yep. Goldblum."
Yeah, today and then, Jeff, we had a Jeff Goldblum workshop. So the fantasy camp. God,
I know.
Adam Carolla and Jay Leno.
And of course,
wow.
Jay Leno. Of course.
That'll take place in Hollywood, California from October 12th to the 15th. Over the course of the camp, attendees will participate in mentoring lessons, sessions rather, Q&As, and master classes to develop their own stand-up routines. Writers will collaborate on writing skills and see their work performed by the aspiring comics in a live comedy show at the Hollywood Improv. Campers will also have the opportunity to pitch their own show ideas to a panel of experienced producers and writers. The camp, which is primarily geared towards adults, is open to all ages and skill levels.
Mm.
Jay Leno's next project will be selling a line of pillows. Jay's pillows will be available in the fire prevention section of your local hardware store. Adam Carolla, yeah. he will continue to deny COVID, refuse to apologize, and tell people to F off. So that's it. Yeah, I thought I'd do it.
I want to go to that camp just to see Jay's new ear.
There we go. Oh. We'll be right back, everybody.
Yeah, pillows.
Discover the ultimate solution for your financial planning with Fabric by Gerber Life's quick and easy life insurance policies. In just 10 minutes, you can customize a quote and secure coverage of up to $1 million for less than a dollar a day. Plus, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and the flexibility to cancel anytime. Don't leave your family's future to chance. Take action and get Fabric by Gerber Life today. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. M-E-E-T, fabric.com/TMOS. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Before we get on, thinking about that last thing with Leno.
Yes, I'm still yeah.
It's just, I don't know, man. I got a guy online since I got into watches that has a masterclass for selling watches, and it is impossible for me to pursue it because immediately when I see something like that online, it becomes indelibly clear to me that he's not making his money selling watches. He's making
the
his
class.
Money telling
yeah.
people
the class.
How to do it. It's yeah. the same goddamn
Have
thing.
You known anyone it who's ever is. Taken one of those master classes? Because they're tempting sometimes. It's like,
I don't watch them to change my life. I just watch them to learn what I can. It's not going to change my career.
Okay. What did you watch your master class in?
The Ron Howard one, the directing one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it was really
I did
really
a
good.
James Patterson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did one.
The writing one.
I did the Chrissy Metz one.
Thank you.
I couldn't finish.
I told you. I was 3 feet away from her.
I know. Well, everyone is.
How dare you?
But really, if I can say seriously, you know, regarding, you know, I get a lot of notice for doing this show and prepping this show, and I put a lot into it, and I care about it. I really do. But, yeah, behind the scenes, the work that Oscar Santana has done for me to sweat details to get us through some tough times, which we're going through, is not unappreciated, oh. Oscar. And I wanted mm-hmm. to tell you that oh, publicly
lovely,
because I know, you know, that we're always dealing with the different things we have to deal with.
Yeah.
If you weren't here, we would not have a show.
This is true. Absolutely.
And it's really, it's, you know, you sweat it for Rob, you sweat it for Pony, and you sweat it for me. And, you know, that's why sometimes you have holes in your stomach and yeah. swimmers don't swim.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yesterday on the show, when we were talking about that, there was a picture that struck me of a grandmother that posted a picture of her grandkid, Dominique, I think the child's name was. And the baby was so adorable, and it was an adopted baby that was a grandchild. She was so loving about her new grandchild. And it just tells me that, you know, if you go that route, I think, you know, there was Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is the, you know, the biatch who's in the congressional committee.
Yeah.
And she's giving this this talking head, this representative of the administration. She was some bureaucrat in the government who was married to another woman, and they had adopted children. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you're not a real mother. And nothing could be further from the truth. There are so many adoptive parents that have done mm-hmm. such a great job with kids. So I wanted to say a shout out to all the people that have made
yeah,
people's
that was,
lives
here,
better
yeah.
with love. And that's what it's
that's,
all about.
It's so, you know. Candidly, and I'm sorry that if I haven't written back to everybody that reached out, especially about adoption and just, you know, working through certain levels of infertility, but more importantly, trying to be a father at a later age. For me, I like to make jokes about terrible things that are happening in my life. I think this is why we do what we do here.
Yeah.
But there is a level of, just, you know, you start wondering if this is going to happen for us, but we're also we're into like, let's say, our first full year of just looking and, you know, going to a place and paying X, Y, and Z to figure that out.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you see yourself in sometime in the future doing it, having a child, in some capacity?
Yes, I want to. But there are also times where... And anybody that's been through this, you have that sobering conversation with yourself that says, well, and my mom said this, and I love my mom, but she sometimes is like ruthless and heartless. She's like, well, maybe it's not God's plan for you. And
so passive.
I know.
Invoking the Lord's name.
That stung.
Oscar, I'd like to pray with you.
You think she'll be saying that to you on your trip up to Boston?
No. So I want to, and you know why the adoption is not out of the conversation. It's because my DNA is built out of, you know, helping and providing. I think we all know that about me to a certain extent. I can be a complete jerk sometimes when I'm running a project to push across the finish line. But as a person, I think I'm a pretty good person. And if there is any type of success, whether it be this type of success or a higher level of monetary success. I wouldn't feel fulfilled if I couldn't share it with other people.
That answers the question.
Yeah.
That answers the question is only, you know, the idea of, look, my mom, God rest her soul, I've said this, look, I might be doing this more often as I get on in years when I'm talking about life in general, but it really is true. Some of the things I've heard growing up all my life about the idea of doing something, whether it's a family member, whether it's a total stranger, mm-hmm. whether it's anything, if you are somebody who feels like there's that that emptiness. By the way, this purpose can be affect your bottom line. You can do this as a job. You can do this anywhere. But having a purpose and having you know, something where you know you're doing people a good turn. Even there are plenty of jobs where you don't get that satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is to the core of being a human being. It's essential. You're empty if you don't do that. Self-aggrandizement. We have a walking, talking example of it. In our top leadership, when you look at Donald Trump, because I really think at his core, he doesn't care enough about doing something for even his own kids.
Yeah.
To really feel that satisfaction. I want to get off the Donald Trump thing. I don't. Yeah. I've rung that bell a lot this week. But my mom, when she almost looked like she was failing after my father died, got back into her volunteering at the Children's Hospital, and it was this purpose of feeling like you're helping other people and in fact helping other people that makes it. That can be in there are just so many opportunities and different ways of doing that. It doesn't matter if you take your neighbor's trash barrels in off the street every week.
Right.
It can be anything like that, but it's just a little moment that does that. I'm bored out of my mind at my little son's training for football because it's not competing and throwing the ball and doing it. They're out there exercising, and I'm sitting there because we are required to by this league, which is another thing I like about it. And you're sitting there, and the satisfaction comes with, I know I'm doing the right thing here.
Right.
I know I'm satisfied with my life sitting here in 96 degree heat for an hour and a half waiting for my son to get done exercising. And it's a feeling that washes over you and you feel good. That's with anything in life, feeling that way.
I agree. I'll give you an example. Shannon is 8 years younger than me. We watched the BlackBerry movie, which, by the way, I could recommend to anyone. It's
about the business that failed.
Yeah, but it is compelling and it is well done. It's not nerdy. My wife was into it.
So it's a movie about the BlackBerry,
the inception of the company, and then its subsequent fall to the iPhone.
Okay, very good.
Can I just add one thing?
Yes.
Quick? Because I'll forget.
Yeah.
You can be a jerk too. I'm not saying that doing these things makes you a better person. It doesn't. There are plenty of people that have done a lot for others and gotten that level of satisfaction, and then in other aspects of their life been a nozzle.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Yes.
Okay. It happens all the time. So I just wanted to qualify.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Of course. And thank you for that. The kind words. I'm thoroughly uncomfortable, so I'm going to move on. Okay. So,
but that was a valid message to all the nozzles. Mark.
Yes.
Thank you.
So we're watching the film, and she says, you know, when you met me, I remember I had a BlackBerry Storm, and we started dating. And so that takes us back to like 2009.
Okay.
When we first started dating. And, she said, I remember once you surprised me with an iPhone in the mail. Cause she lived in Phoenix. And I went back to that time and I said, oh my God, I was the best boyfriend ever. I'm just sending iPhones to women in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
She should be treating me so much better than she does.
There. See what I mean about wanting to do for others and then being a nozzle?
Just
was a yeah.
But that's it's a great cocktail right there.
It's a wonderful
the giving
nozzle.
Just an anecdote.
Yes.
And what is
an anecdote?
But you got the genes. You know, you're kind of predisposed to that. Kind of.
Yeah.
What do you have the genes for, Rob? What are you predisposed to in your life?
Well, his stretchy jeans.
They are stretchy jeans. I'm a, I would say that I am, by most accounts, a pleaser. I like people to be happy. I share. I will help out. One thing I like to do is if I see an older person at a grocery store or at Costco, I will follow them for a little bit in case they need like a case of water or something. I'll get it for them because that's something they need, or dog food, something heavy. I'll help them. I'll put them in the cart. if you hang out in the water area for a couple minutes, you're going to be able to do that.
You know what I do at the grocery store?
What's that?
I will be next to another, a senior, and we have plenty of senior citizens down here, and we'll be sort of side by side, that awkward moment.
Yeah.
Coming up to a checkout line, and I will always say, I'll point to the ground, and I'll say, is that a winning lottery ticket? And the person will turn away and lean, and I'll move in front of them.
And what you've done is you've given them hope.
No, I've given them a reality check that don't trust strangers.
Okay, I see. I thought you were giving hope. Hope that they won.
I don't know. We have to take a break, and when we come back, boy, there's so much, and we're running out of time. We need time. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more fun and more thrills right here on the Oscars Adopting a Baby Show.
Change the name.
Hey, everybody. Father's Day is approaching, and this Sunday is Father's Day, you big stupid idiot. Therefore, it's time to surprise your pop with one of my signature beauty packages. Yeah, I realize you might look at me and not realize I'm beautiful, but I really am.
You are.
On the inside. And beauty packages make men smile. Because you need to take care of your Dermglow skin. Get ready to make him smile with either the big or little package of mine. Mike's big or Mike's little. Both on sale. Ladies, we haven't forgotten about you. Carla's Beauty Bundle is also on sale, so it's your chance to indulge. With Dermglow, you can expect fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer afterpay for your convenience. Discover the power of virtual skin consultations to enhance your loveliness. Don't miss out. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today and shop for incredible offers that will brighten anyone's day, including yours. DermGlow Skin, the ultimate facial boutique featuring facials and products by the pampering esthetician. Reach out today and tell them that circus legend Gunther Gable Williams sent you. He worked with lions, you know.
Yes, he did tigers.
That's it. Now, you know what? Dealer's choice. You two are going to be here next week when I take a little break. So I know both of you brought a lot of stuff to the table today. What do you want to talk about?
I have to ask Oscar, have you seen episode 2 of Idol?
Yes.
Is the show that is the dirty show with Johnny
Depp's
daughter.
It's not the dirty show. First of all, we're not prudes.
No.
Okay, but it's the naughty
show. This is a show about the making and coming of age of a pop star in today's media world.
And she's the pop star?
Yes. And that aspect of it is fantastic.
Yes.
Love the business.
The business side.
The business side of it and her manager versus her agent.
I love the whole show privately.
Yeah, you're really not allowed to like it.
Because the private element is the stuff where there's a little hanky-panky going.
Well, it's saucy.
It's kinky?
Is it kinky?
It's kinky.
Oh, there's some stuff in it where I'm like, I don't know if I could do that.
The thing that, I watched it with Carrie last night.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, why would you do, you got to sneak away.
No, because you know what? She's buried in her phone. It's like she's not even there. And I've got to watch it anyway, and I wanted to watch it.
And it's Carrie, just the way he likes it.
I have to watch this for work.
I didn't say that. Could have said that, but I did not say that.
But you're obviously compelled by this show.
Well, I left it, and I said, first of all, one of the male lead is The Weeknd.
Yes.
And he's acting under his regular name. I forget what it is. But
The Weeknd.
It's Saturday.
No, isn't it Mustafa something? I mean, it's
no,
like,
his real name is Wednesday.
It's not. You're just being goofy. I think his last name is Tesfaye.
Let me look.
Thank you. But,
let me look it up.
I just know him as The Weeknd.
Yeah, but Carrie and I agree that he is weird looking, which is a little off-putting.
It's Abel.
Yeah, he's got an unusual shape.
Abel Tesfaye.
Yeah.
What is it?
Abel Tesfaye.
Abel Tesfaye. I'm sorry, I said Mustafa.
No, you were close. And also,
such an old part.
We finished the show and it was like 50 minutes, right? And I turned it off and I looked at her. I said, how could something so explicit lack sexiness? And that's the problem I have with it. It's not a sexy show.
I disagree.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
If you're, what you're saying is something I felt watching content before where it's just like, is it disturbing?
There are portions of it that are slightly disturbing. Yeah.
Oh, now
if it's not sexy, then what is it?
It's I'll have it on.
I know, and the TV's like out near our sunboard up in Maine, and I know like a cousin will come over right at that moment.
I would call it explicit.
Yeah, but that's explicit can be sexy.
It can be, but not necessarily. What's the matter with
Ingus?
Okay, Grandpa.
Ingus. Is it Ingus? Does it have Ingus?
There are moments.
Were you bothered with what he did to her with the scarf?
Okay. I found this on the web for Is It English?
What did I do? I didn't touch anything.
Don't search that.
Yes.
You
but
found,
I also,
so you were upset by it, bothered
was,
by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but that doesn't, the show overall is sexy, in my opinion.
The show looks dirty.
In fairness, you have a different lens on sexuality than I do.
Okay.
Than Mike
the
does.
Ability to make a baby? Is that the
He
one?
Watches a
no,
lot
it's
more
different.
Porn than
it's
we
different.
Do. And he watches that porn from his generation.
That's true. The violent,
which is that reality,
ugly, yeah.
Nasty, dirty,
hey,
gross,
hey.
Greasy,
do you mean,
unwashed nastiness.
Well, look,
do you mean James?
You like? Do you, correct me if I'm wrong. You and, well, the junkies are a little
The brothers that are that made that reality series, am I into that? Or the guys who decided to restore a van and then to give people rides?
It's different.
Yeah, he's referring to James and Philip Bang.
So
they're siblings.
Can you stop talking for just a second, please?
Sure. What about the Kings that are that of reality?
Because I like the production values. I like the fake porn. More than
it's
you,
all
you
fake.
Like the reality, but it's all fake.
It's fake
point,
reality, Mike.
I know, but my point is, I like lighting. You know, that
you're
type
an artist.
Of thing. I like it better. I like it look like
it.
A real movie.
Fair enough.
But in this movie, there are sequences. This show, rather, I should say, there are sequences that are really well done. She goes to shoot a video this week, and it's amazing the way they. You never think about what goes into producing a music video, and it was a great sequence. But then. When it gets so kinky and weird, it's just not my
scene.
Can I
ask you a private question that's not gross or grotesque?
That's growing up a little bit. That's getting older.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
Have you ever, in a sexy way,
right,
like it with maybe a velvet rope,
yes,
tied Carrie's hands together?
No.
Okay.
No. Have you?
Not your wife.
That's what I was wondering.
But my wife, yes. So I think that speaks volumes of like our level of what we think is appealing.
Okay. Right? I suppose that's right.
Have you done it in a non-sexy way to just like get her to leave you alone?
Pony with the kicker.
Yeah,
Pony we got a break.
That
now
was,
we can't improve on that. Just tied her hands together to get her to leave you alone.
Pony did a good
She's
job.
Sitting in
he
the
remembers
kitchen.
Having sex.
Oh, so cruel. Anyway, we got to take a break. When we get, are we up on the? Thing?
Yeah, we're gonna flip
oh
side
my
it.
God,
Mike, you have to watch the show.
You really
I
do.
Will.
Just be like,
I will. I'll watch it when I'm up there in the Northland. That ought to be interesting. We'll be right back.
Kathy, come over.
Have you ever tried this?
Oh, gross. I don't know. It's not
going to
work.
Paul, what about this?
Oh, God.
Hey, Paul.
Kickstart your journey towards healthy financial habits and do it with Chime.
Mm. Ding.
From your very first paycheck, set yourself up for success by signing up for Chime. And linking a qualifying direct deposit, you'll unlock a range of benefits, enjoy the convenience of getting paid up to 2 days early, and the peace of mind that comes with fee-free overdraft protection up to $200. Say goodbye to monthly fees, minimum balance requirements, and deposit obligations. Take control of your financial future with Chime. Join today. So sign up for a Chime. Join today. So sign up. For a Chime checking account today to link your paycheck. You were supposed to fix that. Today to link your paycheck. It only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank provider. Let me start again.
Mm-hmm.
Banking. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Limping to the finish line here. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See Chime.com/SpotMe. Okay. Thank you. And now it's time to do the flip side. Yeah. Yes, very, very, very exciting. How about playing it? There it is. Yeah, that's not up either. What is going on with my life today?
I think I wrecked you with
the
velvet rope.
No, I had to mute Siri. Mike's losing it.
The flip side.
You are not like nine times
not losing it.
The funniest line yesterday, I forgot who I attributed it to, but you can't lose it if you never had it. That was funny. That was nasty funny. Love that. Thank
Charlie
you.
Sheen has a daughter with Denise Richards called Sammy.
Sammy.
S-A-M-I. And she wants you to know she's not a porn star. She's a sex
worker. It's
funny
the stuff you include that I edit out.
Really? You don't think this is intriguing?
No, I could give a rat's ass about it.
All right, then let's move on. Mike, Dateline Florida.
Yes.
You've got the best police down there, don't you?
We have police. We have sheriffs down here who are television stars. They like going on and telling how when people have been arrested, they're convicted with these sheriffs. They get out and they exploit. I mean, it's weird.
This guy got fired because he was pulled over for speeding on his way to work. This is a sheriff? A cop. Was pulled over for speeding on his way to work, got fed up, and just pulled off.
You going to pull over?
What? I am going into work, my man. Why are you trying to pull me over as I am going into
work? Because you're going 80 and a 45.
I am going into work.
Okay, where are you going to work
for? What does it look like I am dressed for?
My name is Deputy Hilton, and I see your driver's license.
No.
10-4, I got a city, Orlando PD taking off from a traffic stop.
He just left. So he got fired.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cops getting stopped by cops is just always a bad thing. It really is.
It's
always a bad. I remember somebody taught me either North or South Carolina, a buddy of mine that was a federal marshal, and they were going down on a golf trip, and they had five guys in the car. They had a loaded up car going down there. They got pulled over, and he looks at me and goes, "Guy wrote us up. Five badges in the car, and he still wrote us up."
No kidding.
I remember when I had a officer friendly badge in my Audi.
Yes.
And I had Jerky's business card in that.
Dear. Did you
and,
whip them
and I
out?
Showed it to a DCPD and he was like a little off put that I had that.
Yeah.
And then he walked away and came back. He's like, fine, warning, but so mad.
Yeah.
So mad.
Yeah.
You take it's so a slippery
mad.
Slope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's probably competition within the force and they want to be the biggest guy.
Well, it depends. There, all sorts of theories on it. Different jurisdictions, different types of cops.
Sure,
stateies, normally state cops. It's tough.
All right,
it's tough.
Mike, to you and I, 1980 doesn't seem that long ago.
No, it doesn't. I was at American University.
I was in Bolivia.
43 years ago, which is scary to say, but in 1980, they did a report on the news about a law being passed to prohibit open containers in your car.
Okay.
In 1980, they still hadn't passed the law about driving while drinking.
Jeez.
Now, this is not DUI. This is driving while drinking. So these are the people reacting to it. I think this is funny because it's just 1980. Also know that the lady they interview has a child seat buckled in her front seat. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's kind of getting common. It's when a fella can't put in a hard day's work, put in 11, 12 hours a day, and then get in your truck and at least drink one or two beers.
They're making it laws where you can't drink when you want to. You have to wear a seatbelt when you're driving. And pretty soon we're going to become this country.
Yeah.
We've always been dumb.
Oh, we're the stupidest.
Yeah.
We're the stupidest.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And Mike, you know who's smart is Australians. And if you were in Melbourne this week, you could have gone to the Australian festival where they handed out 10,000 kazoos to all the attendants of this music festival. I might have wanted to kill myself.
As you probably know by now, Melbourne hosted a 10,000 person kazoo event for free. You got given a free kazoo and basically you were encouraged to make a rocket. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it was maybe the best afternoon of my life. Now I feel like I'm part of a secret kazoo club. After the event, kazoos on the tram, kazoos in the club. Kazoo Club Unite. It was also a bartender's birthday at the Spleen Bar, and we played him happy birthday in the kazoo. He loved it. No, he didn't.
So if you want a free
kazoo.
Were
there any clips of like where they all were playing at the same time?
There was in there a little bit, but it was a TikTok video, so like everything else, it's sloppily edited. But yeah, they did do, there was one clip where there was like, looked like maybe 200-300 people kazooing. It's just, a kazoo is an annoying instrument. Yeah. I don't know that I could do that.
I liked it as a kid though. I love the kazoo.
Really? Oscar?
Yeah.
I see this and then we have a, you know, we have a fledgling GDP and I wonder why people aren't going back to work. And I think about this. This is why.
Going to the kazoo festival?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, at least it's Dan Ender. At least it's Dan Ender.
They allowed them to kazoo from home, which was nice. And Mike, I pulled this because this guy, he's stolen something you've said for years. It's a comic I like, Nate Bargatze. He's older. He's 45 and he has trouble with one of our favorite foods.
I love pancakes. I love them so much. And they make me so tired.
Amen, brother.
And I never blame them. I'm always like, what is up with me today?
That's so true.
I can't get it going, you know? And I'll go to my wife. I'm like, I think we need new pillows. And she's like, you think it's that loaf of bread and syrup you just say?
Mike, that's all I got for you
that's
today.
That's awesome. So true.
Make
so
me
true.
So tired.
Hey, listen, I'm taking a little break, and the guys will be here next week, and we look forward to joining you for many, many nice episodes when I get up to the Pine Tree.
And a bonus show tomorrow, so don't
miss
out.
Bonus show tomorrow, right. Absolutely. Hey, everybody, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Buy a fruitcake.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, you're starting right in, huh? Starting right in with the insults. No warming up in the pool.
Here's Johnny.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
Why don't you love me?
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
That's it! That's all you got for me up here, you candy-ass clown! Come on, bitch!